With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. Super Tuesday has come and gone, but officials at county election offices across the state are still hard at work tallying the votes. On the Central Coast, we're expecting a big batch of new votes to be added this afternoon, and that could really change things for some races, including Measure N. That's the bond issue that, if approved, would provide $116 million for improvements to the Watsonville Community Hospital. It needs two-thirds of the vote to pass, and it is close.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I won't feel really joyful until we get those final results in.
That's Kiche Rubalcava. He's worked at Watsonville Community Hospital as a nurse for over 20 years. Right now, yes on Measure N is ahead by just a couple percentage points.
What the experts on our team are telling us is that we're in a pretty good position right now. We expect the numbers to go up. We expect our numbers, our favorable numbers to go up. Our percentage should go up, but you know, we still have to count the ballots.
It's probably the closest ballot measure from the primaries at the moment. What happens if it doesn't pass?
Yeah, if it doesn't pass, my understanding is that we're gonna give it another go in November. You know, we'll try again in the general election. I mean, we're not gonna give up. We have to just go for it. If it doesn't pass, we're just gonna have to go for it again in November, because we need this bond for the hospital to survive so that we can buy our property back and we can make the expansion of the ED to attract more patients and just start turning the hospital around. It's imperative that we do pass this bond. We have to pass it. And if it passes on the primary election, that's fantastic. If it passes in the general election in November, that's fantastic.
You said it was imperative. So, I mean, without this money, do you feel like the hospital's at risk of shutting down?
That's a place I haven't really... absolutely. Absolutely. It puts us in a position where we don't want to be in that position. Obviously, if it doesn't pass, you know, it puts us in a situation where our options become more limited and the path forward becomes more narrow.
On the flip side of the coin here, if Measure N does pass, what happens next? And will you be celebrating?
Yeah, I think we will celebrate for at least a day. And we'll celebrate that night when it's finalized. But then we'll have to go back to work, and there's going to be a lot of work involved, obviously.
As a nurse who's been with the hospital for 21 years, as you said, how would it make you feel to know that this money is coming through?
Well, I think it would certainly validate our persistence and our love for this hospital. Many of us on a march that didn't seem to end for 20 years plus. To secure our hospital, to secure healthcare to our patients that we care about. And many of us are from here. So we're local. We were born here or born in Watsonville or born in the county. And it's going to really make us proud. We're going to walk proud because this is what we've been fighting for 20 years. We faced the Goliaths and we survived, and our hospital survived because we never gave up. Yeah, we never gave up for decades. I mean, some of the nurses fighting for 30 years, and they stayed here because they believed in the hospital, and they believed in the community, and they believed in helping people, and they're committed to that ideal of serving our patients and serving our community.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kiche, thank you so much for your time. It's been really great talking
to you,
and
thank you.
We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Jeremiah.
That was Kiche Rubalcava, a nurse at Watsonville Community Hospital and a supporter of Measure N. Jeremiah Edding, KAZU News.